This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MD725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-in. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot Ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are going through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. Tonight's inspiration is called Improving Your Corner of the World. You are a wondrous creation treasured by God. How will you respond? Will you consider each day a glorious opportunity to celebrate life and improve your little corner of the world? Hopefully so, because your corner of the world, like so many others, can use all the help it can get. Former Miss America Nicole Johnson observed, "We only live once, and if we do it well, once is enough." You can make a difference, a big difference, in the quality of your own life and the lives of your neighbors, your family, and your friends. You make the world a better place whenever you find the need and fill it. And in those difficult days, in these difficult days, the needs are great, but so are your abilities to meet them. I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something. I will not refuse to do something I can do. Helen Keller. Tonight I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. On our last net, we were talking about excerpts from the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and I know a lot of you ladies received a PDF copy, and some have some actual copies, but 597 Jill brought up the topic last time of sanitation, and this time she'd like to talk about utility failure hazards. Are you prepared for a power outage? So if you happen to have a handy page 18 and 19 out of that emergency handbook, and at this time I'd like to call on WRJX 597 Jill. Are you out there?
WRJX 597 Jill, I read you loud and clear.
Copy that. I read you loud and clear as well. So you've been picking some awesome topics to discuss. Jill, would you like to delve into the utility failure a little bit further?
Okay. Most of us rely heavily on hot electricity. So if it goes out, we need to be prepared in advance for how we'll deal with that. And that's what you need to think about tonight. I mean, let's see. You start by calling the power company. Well, I would suggest that you have the number for the power company on hand so you don't have to scramble for it in the dark, right? Also, and it also, in the book, in the manual, it says to turn things off. Unplug things that so there's no power surge and overload your equipment, right? It's a good idea. You have to have flashlights or lanterns or something like that. And what we do is we do not store them with the batteries in them. because maybe a long time before we need them. And if the batteries, all the acid leaks out because they're old, then it ruins the whatever the flashlight breaks. So we will store the number and size of flashlights we need and take them to the outside of the lantern or the flashlight. It's better to use battery-powered things than candles, but candles can come in handy too for other things. Another thing that we have is we have battery-powered lights in our bathroom, and they look like light switches, but they're separate and they have a. And so we have a cabinet over our toilet, the back of our toilet, and we have them under there. So let's move on from there and see what everybody else thinks they need to do.
Copy that. Very, very good ideas, Jill. Well, thank you. And if any of the ladies have questions or comments, maybe they can join in on their turn or any time, actually, for that matter. So we will continue forward with the radio check. And if you ladies can offer any suggestions, that'd be great. 359. Moving to the next radio check. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Is 211 Deborah, Sarah, or Betty available this evening as well? No response, so Hope was telling me that she probably might not be able to participate, so I will check them in. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRMY 378 Robin as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKP 710 Wanda, radio check for Patriot Ladies. WRKP 710 Wanda, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? I can hear you clicking in, but I can't hear you talk. So maybe try again, Wanda. I know you've been having radio issues, and so apparently it's just not coming through this evening, Wanda. So maybe try again later, or we'll work on the radio issues. We'll continue working on those radio issues. Issues, sorry. 359, moving to the next radio check.